So I'm now sitting with the Big Brother's latest evictee, Rebecca. How are you feeling that you're out of the house now?
A little bit gutted, but it is what it is, and I'm fine.
And as a surprise eviction, did you think yesterday that, do you know what, this is my last day in the house?
Yeah, I mean, come on, I'm a private investigator, I knew. I knew exactly what was going on. I knew there was an eviction. Well, I got taken to hospital a couple of days ago, and there was a couple of people who I accidentally had to interact with who dropped a couple of bombs, and I thought, aha. We didn't know quite how it was going to happen. We wondered if it would be a secret task. We thought it might have been part of the shopping task of the dilemma situation, but we didn't. We had no idea, so we didn't know when it was happening, so hence why we were all sat around. But then when we heard the crowd, you saw us all rush to get changed.
As you're the only one who went to the hospital, did you tell everyone else when you got back, this is what I now know?
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't quite believe it. I didn't really know exactly what was going on, so I thought it was better not to panic them. But then our new housemates dropped a few more bombs and all the things clicked into place, and then we all knew.
And what do you make of Isabella and Savannah? Do you think they could outlast the other housemates and get to the final?
Yeah, no, they won't be winning, and I'll be surprised if they're in the final. Savannah, maybe, but, you know, she's a very sweet and lovely girl. I don't particularly know if she's got many other sides to show of her. Isabella is really struggling in there. I felt really bad for her. But I think that she's got a fiery side, so I don't know what way she's going to go. She's either going to leave pretty soon, or she's going to survive and be all right. But I don't think either of them will be in the final, no.
Who do you think will be out next?
Well, I was told that the margins between myself and Joe were exceptionally close. So I do hope and believe that Joe should be the next person out.
I mean, it's a stupid thing of me asking, why do you think Joe should leave? He did.
Yeah.
Joe was the bane of my life. He's an old-fashioned man with old-fashioned values. He doesn't care about women. He's a bully. You haven't seen half of the things that he's doing on the inside of there. He's the most intimidating man that there is. And he's pretty much torturing that house.
And when the series launched, we obviously had Kaylee from X on the Beach, Chanel from X on the Beach, Kieran from X on the Beach, Lota from the Dream Boys. Did you feel that there's no chance I'm going to be able to win this because a lot of them have already got an audience already?
They did have some kind of audience, but I've worked on daytime television for 6 years. I'm a best-selling author, so I already had my own little audience. So I didn't feel as hard done to as somebody like Raph, who is just... he's a Big Brother super fan and he doesn't have any following whatsoever. I do think it's really unfair to put somebody like Raph or Charlotte up against somebody like Chanel, who's got 250,000 followers on social media.
And who do you think is going to win the series this year?
I think Ellie could do it. I think that Raph could do it for the super fans. The more that I'm now on the outside and the things that people are saying, I think Raph may edge it.